Let's go live now to the Republican headquarters in downtown Buffalo. Reporter Tom Dinke is standing by. Tom, hi, what do you got?
Hey, Dave. Yeah, here at Erie County GOP headquarters, Republican Congressman Chris Jacobs just declared victory in the NY27 race. With about 200,000 in-person votes counted, Jacobs leads Democrat Nate McMurray 63% to 31%. Now, while mail-in ballots have yet to be counted, and mail-in ballots helped McMurray greatly in the June special election against Jacobs, Jacobs notes he is up about 60,000 in-person votes, and there are only about 56,000 mail-in ballots. So, I mean, even if Nate McMurray had all of the mail-in ballots, which is very unlikely, he still doesn't seem to have a path to victory. Jacobs, and looking ahead now to a term, he says his priority is reopening the economy safely and to make sure that young people have opportunities to stay in Western New York. In other races, Republican State Senator Patrick Galvin came just short of basically declaring victory. He notes that his lead is larger than the number of absentee ballots out there, with about 60,000 in-person votes counted. Galvin leads 67% to 26%. Reporting live in downtown Buffalo, I'm Tom Dinke.